Join our members only club on Spotify and get exclusive podcasts only our members get Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time with Chinatown Hollywood. Get over there and subscribe now. Rock on. This story right here, this one right here, shows you the length that the federal government will go to get a member of a motorcycle club. Now, felony or not, ammunition possession, that's what they will do as a predicate, if you will, to get somebody nailed on a charge just to get them. Now, this story has been covered and covered. This is the fourth angel that has been busted over this. And one of the things that I think is bugging me about this story is the fact that everybody and their mother are focusing on the point of the story that the cops are putting out, that it was a support club of the Hell's Angels that got beat up. We don't know that. You have to remember, in the press, when the cops are talking, they think anybody and everybody that hangs around a club is either associates or supporters. So again, we don't know the full story happening here. But what I do know is, for what they picked them up on, it's kind of stupid. It is. It's stupid. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. But you know what? Them cops got their heart on, didn't they? They got off because they were able to get another member of a major club off the streets. I think at some point it becomes ridiculous that this happens at all. Cops do this just to pad the budget. Everybody knows that. Hell, you know what? It's gotten so bad that members of Congress are trying to dissolve the ATF. And we know how the ATF is, don't we? It's not a legitimate organization. It causes more problems than good because they think they can pass rules as far as our Second Amendment goes. Bureaucrats, an arm of the DOJ. And those are the same people that rag, nag, and everything else when it comes to MCs. And this is a perfect example of it. You got to see this. Perfect example. This was a press release from Justice. Fourth Hell's Angel Motorcycle Club member indicted after investigation into a brutal beating. And this happened with the federal grand jury returned a one-count indictment. Do you know what a grand jury is? All they do is the prosecutor goes in and presents so-called evidence, and then do they have enough to get indicted? A defense lawyer ain't even allowed into the damn freaking room. It's one thing that I never understood. But it allows them to say, hey, we did everything the right way, so you can't blame us. Schmucks. They returned a one-count indictment against Kenneth Casper. Casper is the fourth individual to be indicted in the Eastern District of California based on an investigation into a brutal beating at the clubhouse of the Hell's Angels. The other three defendants it goes into. Now, this according to court documents. In October 2021, two different victims, both of whom were members of a different motorcycle club that is considered a puppet or subordinate club of the Hells Angels, were beaten by those four individuals and other club members based on perceived infractions. That's how they're spinning it. According to court documents, on December 8, 2021, law enforcement executed a search warrant at their houses, found several firearms, ammunition, including 18 rounds of 22, 25, and or 38 in the bastard bedroom and bathroom. Oh, those are some serious firearms there. But it gets them going, don't it? Now, the case is a product of an investigation of the Solano County District's Attorney Office, the Vacaville, whatever, however you say it, man. You got some weird names out in Cali. All these other departments, all that stuff. Now, if convicted, let me know if you think this is fair, because it kind of upsets me. If convicted, he faces a maximum statutory penalty of 10 years in prison. 10 years for having ammunition. 10 years and a $250,000 fine. How in the heck is that even fair? Now they're doing it out of pure spite. Pure spite. And they wonder why people don't like them. Can't stand them. I'll never make excuses for them. Never. I'll never make an excuse for a cop. Never. Because I know the God complex that they have. And they do it in order to get their careers, if you will, going. Get their coffers freaking packed. Guy had ammunition. Come on, give me 18 rounds of 22, 25, and 38. Come on. That is nonsense and everything. Now, three other defendants have pleaded guilty and are scheduled to be sentenced this year, it looks like. And they're facing a maximum statutory sentence of 10 years in prison and a $250 fine, too. I find this an abuse of power. I'm sorry, I do. I don't know what this country's coming to. But I do find that a lot of these government agencies are starting to really abuse their power. And what's even worse is we're letting them do it. And you say to yourself, well, what can we do? Well, for one, back them Congress members in Congress right now who are trying to abolish the ATF because they need to be. They're just political hacks, these ATFs, DEA. They go out and do the government's dirty business. Hell, Fast and Furious, no more said. Waco, Texas in the 90s and in 2015. Upsets me, it really does. It upsets me.
Happens. gentlemen.
Kicking things off with the streaming rock and roll. Always on finding the magic of the songs you grew up with. Only here, the exclusive sound of
WMMR DB Rockford.
No filter, I got no filter. No filter, I got no filter. No filter, I got no filter.
Look at boss, it's a plane! It's a plane! No, it's a Chinese spy balloon. What the hell is going on here? A Chinese spy balloon.
For reals.
For real, right over Billings, Montana. And if you guys don't know what's out in Billings, Montana,
you can find out now.
It's all our nuclear silos are out that way. And they got a damn balloon flying up there. And this damn administration didn't shoot it down. Well, it's too risky for the people on the ground if we shot it down. Dude, there's like no people in Montana. There's more bison out in Montana than there are people. I couldn't believe this stuff. Everybody freaking out over it. Send up a couple F-16s and shoot it down. It shouldn't have been in our airspace. But old diaper head, you know, he's a puppet of China and didn't shoot the crap down.
Well, they need to get their hand out of diaper head's butt.
Yes, they do. No, they got, you know what? They got him bobbing on their knob. They do. I seen that story and nobody can believe it. We're the United States of America here.
Yup. They got issues.
And we got a balloon flying overhead. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't come back with an excuse. Oh, that's a UFO. They stupid. It's scary times here in this country. Very scary times. I just couldn't believe it when I seen it. How the hell do you let a balloon from a foreign country that's a spy deal fly over our country?
Well, according to all the news areas, it's not the first time a Chinese spy balloon has flown over the U.S.
Oh, so they just, how you doing? Let's go over to U.S. and fly and spy the hell out of them. And especially in the area where all our nukes are. Mm-hmm. You know, there was an interesting thing that I didn't know.
What?
I was looking at one of those civil service maps back from the 50s. I did not know that Yellowstone was an actual potential nuclear target. And you know why?
Why?
Because of the super volcano. They hit that damn thing. Everything's on then. Read a little background in this.
Well, basically, you covered the majority of it.
Well, like Richard said, they have satellites that can see even better than that balloon can. It's a gesture that, hey, we're watching you. And they're letting us know, hey, keep on screwing around. And nobody's up in arms. The Defense Department with that lame excuse we couldn't shoot it down because people on the ground. Again, what are you going to do? Kill a couple bisons?
Pretty much. Well, I guess the tension between the U.S. and China are particularly strained after the Pentagon earlier Thursday announced it would ramp up the U.S. military presence in the Philippines.
You know what? I don't care about Taiwan. I don't.
Because everything's made in Taiwan.
Yeah, but I don't care about Taiwan. Why should I care about Taiwan? That's somebody else's business.
Yeah, but you know,
it's not our business to be there.
We always have to have our nose in everybody's buttholes.
Well, we do.
I don't understand it.
That's just like Ukraine and stuff. We should never be over there. We shouldn't be supplying them anything. But hey, you know, we're so rich that the taxpayers flipped the bill. That's just like when you came home yesterday. And you said, and I flipped kind of crap out there. I flipped shit. oh, cigarettes went up another dollar to $11 a pack. And I was like, you know what? I should punch you in the mouth for staying here. I am. I'm, you know what? What's it going to take for you to understand it is too much money to live here? You're getting taxed to death here. And then I say, okay, you know, I'm going down to Florida. How much are cigarettes down there? $8 a pack.
$8 to $9 a pack.
I did. I wanted a freaking cooter pocket punch you.
What? No way. Don't punch me there.
That's like getting punched in the balls.
So we're always paying, not only for foreign countries, but the crap that goes on in Chicago. We're paying public assistance for everybody who wants to open their legs. So again, what's it going to take for you to understand this ain't the best place?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You don't think about that kind of stuff now, how expensive it's getting?
I stuck in my ways.
Stuck in the ways ain't a good excuse anymore.
I don't want to start over. I have a good job.
Yeah, you got a good job, but
I can't. It's not like I can transfer.
You got a good job, yeah.
And they don't pay this well down there.
So that's what it is.
They don't. They don't pay.
Rascal, let's see here. I was telling my wife about the retirement community for bikers last night. This needs to be a thing. You know what? If I could get some investors. Just if I could get some investors.
You need investors and land and somebody ready to build it. Why did you build it? They will come.
Why did that scare you? You kind of sound scared when you said there's a Chinese spy balloon. Are you starting to see the world?
And it's not like going to matter where you live if they're going to be a Chinese spy balloon.
No, but are you finally understanding no matter where you live, war can come to our shores too?
Yeah, I already knew that. Duh.
So why'd you get so nervous about it?
I ain't nervous about it.
You were blowing me up about it.
I did not. I just sent you the article and asked you, is this true? How is that freaking out and blowing you up about it? I just said, is this true? And I said,
don't try to play coy with me.
Do you want me to hold my phone up to the thing and show them my message?
God, oh. Then later follow-up article on this, the Chinese come out and say they're investigating what happened. Because I guess our Secretary of State's supposed to be going over there in a couple days. And everybody say, no, don't go over there, you stupid. Well, we should proceed calmly and carefully, is what the Chinese say.
That sounds like a threat.
How much you want to bet that if we don't get our stuff together within the next few years, they're going to surpass us in everything? They're going to be the dominant superpower. And you know why that's going to upset me? Because I can't speak English more or less than try to learn Chinese.
Oh, God.
I can't learn Chinese at my age. The hell was that, Miss Piggy? That would totally suck. Hey, Hollywood, you got to learn Chinese.
It's not happening. I'm not going to
chopsticks? Learn. That's what I know.
Egg foo young? Cream of some young guy. About all I got. I don't know.
That's insanity. And asphalt, you're totally correct. The Bidens and Z are in bed together. That's why he hasn't done anything about it. That's exactly why. You know what? As a matter of fact, our whole damn political system's in Chinese pockets right now. And that's another question I got for you.
Oh, Lord, what?
Do you think Chinese, or any country for that matter, should be able to buy our farmland? Buy up all they want of our farmland.
Do I think what?
The Chinese.
No.
Because that's our food supply.
I don't think they should be allowed to buy anything.
I totally agree.
We do not accept your money here.
What happened to like the 1950s with McCarthy and stuff? He'd be having a ball right now. No to the Reds is what I say. But now we're a global community. Hey, another question I got for you, a little off subject here.
What?
I put out a video over on Insane Wheels.
Yeah.
It was about the 120th anniversary.
I seen the clip on Instagram.
I was pissed.
You were a little mad.
I was livid.
No, I guess we're not going, huh?
No. Uh-uh. And the reason why we're not going is the scene. This is how stupid Harley is. This is how way out of touch Harley Davidson is with all of us. They hired Green Day. And a lot of people don't know who that band is. But
I know who they are. I'm just not a fan of their music.
But the singer, while he was in England, was going off about how shitty our country is and how he wanted to renounce his citizenship. Why the hell would Harley Davidson hire somebody like that for a freaking biker party? They're out of touch. And that just means you should see some people are actually defending these people over on Insane Wheels. Well, he was just mad about Roe versus. I don't care if you're mad. You don't bash our country and freaking try to renounce your citizenship. I thought Harley was supposed to be everything about American. They're a bunch of screwballs now. Don't go to 120th, because if you do, you support them assholes. I am. Last two bikes sitting out there. That's it. Then I'm going Indian. That's it. Done.
Hey, who's that guy from the show Swamp People where they shoot alligators?
Shoot him!
That's what I was going to say for the air balloon. Shoot it! Shoot him!
Jason, bands like Green Day need to stay the F out of politics and stick to the music. You know what? That's the problem. Companies don't stay out of politics anymore. And it's bad enough we have a German run an American company. Can you believe that? Harley Davidson being ran by a German?
No tanks.
You can't even understand, dude.
We have a hard time understanding Diaperhead.
This is true.
Let's just make it worse.
I get it. It's a global game right now. But this is Harley Davidson, for Christ's sake. So you don't hire a band that was sitting out there pissing on your country.
Mm-mm.
And especially in front of a bunch of bikers. But hey, what am I talking about? It's not a lot of bikers anymore. You got a lot of rubbers. Unbelievable. Anyway, Dirty Knob says the balloon, it's over eastern Wyoming right now. Why don't they shoot it down?
Shoot it. Shoot it.
That's unbelievable. They know they are taking video of whatever they're going over right now. Wyoming 2 missile bases. What is wrong with the government we have now? Things are horrible right now, but you know what? You'll still have these pricks vote for this guy in 2024.
Oh, yeah. For real. 110%.
That's why I worry about places like Texas and Florida. All these people from California, Illinois, New York are moving there. And they bring their damn politics with them that they tried to escape in the first place. So stay the hell away is what I would say if I lived in Florida or Texas. Don't welcome them. They bring their dumbass politics with them. Can't believe this. We got a freaking spy balloon flying over Wyoming. And they do nothing about it. Unreal. You got to go on to something else. I'm getting upset here.
All right. Well, all the stories that I have today were sent by our supporters.
Oh, we got our supporters here. You know what? I think they sent them in to like get me all going.
Oh, this one, you're going to die, and you're going to have to check your messenger because I just sent you a picture of this chick.
Okay.
Please check. And don't say nothing. Just check. An Instagram model known for her out-of-this-world appearance says she's going back to the natural look because one of her massive implants popped.
Are you stupid? Are you kidding me? Look, you see this?
Oh my God, she's just wrong. If you can oh my figure God, out how to get that up there.
Put this up here somehow. Keep going.
The Canadian model who goes by Mary Magdalene on social media
now
says
that, upsets me.
That her 5,000cc implant, which makes her breast 11 pounds, is now being called the uni boob because one of them popped.
Who gets that done?
This broad wears a size. She has.
Oh my God, this is taking too long. Get up there so I can show everybody.
38J implants.
See, every time you send it to the messenger, it
takes
forever.
Boobies weigh 22 pounds. Well, now they only weigh 11 because she's missing one. You want me to send it through a different way?
Yeah, send it to like my Gmail or something because Facebook stinks. That is unbelievable. You are kidding me. Wait till you guys see this, man. But I was like, who would do that? Really? Who would do that? It is disgusting. Screw plan. I will be watching for the weather balloon. Somebody take it. And you know what? I'm surprised. Like the militiamen or whatever the hell they called out there ain't shot that thing down yet. Don't they got like Uzis or, you know, sniper what rifles that you could do that stuff with out there? But did you send it?
Yep. Go.
Okay.
It's in your
Gmail. Well, keep on going through the story. And as soon as I get it and as soon as it comes here, I'll, try to get it up there.
So this broad has dropped six figures in a wide array of plastic surgeries in her life. She's going to take
what
out
email
her...
did you send it to?
Top Fuel.
Okay.
She's going to remove her 38J implants and revert back to her natural self. Well, she ain't going to get too natural because when you wait till you see the lips on this chick. You want to talk about blowjob lips?
Sick. That ain't even blowjob lips right there.
Mary's mega boobs have gotten her in trouble before. Last summer, she claimed her 22-pound breasts got her booted from a flight from Canada to Dallas, looking too explicit.
Okay, we're going to go right here to this thing. This is horrible. This is horrible. You know, if you're listening on the podcast platforms and all that stuff, you're going to see this as soon as it lets me. Oh, there we go. Here it comes. You know what? This has been so small. There it is.
There she is. Isn't she beautiful? Well,
what the hell is this?
The one on everybody's left is popped, so she's only got the other boob right now.
Are those actual implants?
Yeah, 38J. There is 5,000 cc's of fluid in that crap. Can you imagine when the one popped that she had to have drowned somebody?
My God.
Asphalt.
And look at her lips.
Well, you said chicks with big lips.
No! No!
So she is now missing a boob.
Dirty Knobs had to send that one. Was it Dirty Knobs that sent that?
I'm not giving it away.
Now, what would be her thinking behind this? I'm asking you. You're a woman. I know women like boob jobs. Why? I don't know.
Nitro says Hollywood's new side piece.
She'll kill me. She'll smother me.
It doesn't. The article does not specify how her boobie popped. What mental illness does she have? Dirty Dom.
You have to have a mental illness on that. Because how could you go and do that to your body?
Everybody's like, what the... Yeah, probably was attention and money.
Well, I think one time has a good point here. When does plastic surgery become too much? And that has to be one of the best questions when something like that, you're talking about it. Why? There's actually people out there that tried to be like, what, Barbie?
Yeah.
They actually tried to make themselves into a Barbie.
And there is actually a guy out there that has done all the plastic surgery to make him look like Ken.
Are you that insecure about yourself? I don't understand it. It's just something I can't fathom of doing to your body. Now, I understand cancer patients and stuff like that getting boob jobs. That I do.
Right. But usually they just get regular size, average, you know, boobs. They're not going to the extraordinaire after right. having that.
And it's dangerous, boob jobs. You look at Danica Patrick.
Yeah, I just saw that. She actually had to have her breast implants removed after suffering she was from getting an sick illness. Yeah.
Because it was leaking. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know what? Because Danica Patrick's beautiful. She don't need anything.
Well, and Mary, whose boobs we all just saw and lips that probably enter the room the same time her boobs do, she is actually not telling people how it popped. She is refusing to say.
So she up to some nasty business.
Somebody motorboating or...
So, you know, no, somebody going in between them things and thinking it's downstairs.
He must have a... Never mind. I was going to say something really bad. She got poked with a pencil.
Maybe.
It was that little. Oh! Pop. He drowned.
But then she goes and does her lips like that. I just think
well,
it's
I guess
disgusting.
And they don't show a full view of her, but I guess she's got a really humongous butt as well.
See, that's just hating on yourself, I think. There has to come a point where you're just hating on yourself.
So she's got the big, huge lips, the big, well, one boob now. And I guess her butt is very large as well.
What is it with that look where they want to have big boobies and then
and a little
really skinny,
tiny waist
and then this big old butt? What does that do?
Because guys like boobs and butt.
No, that's a little too much for me.
I mean,
though.
This one went friggin' overboard.
No, I'm not just talking about this one. I'm talking about other women out there that go and get these big butts. Why? I want to know why.
I don't know.
And how the hell do they get these big butts, by the way?
Implants. They have butt implants, just like boob implants. Yeah.
Technology, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, what are we as a society now where a woman has to feel like they got to do what this one did? Where are we at as a society?
I don't know.
What are you going to be? What is she going to be, 80 years old? Oh, look at my boobs now hanging down to my feet.
They won't hang down, though. That's just it. They're not going to hang down. They will stay perky.
Unbelievable. Whoever yeah. sent that in freaking article is killing me. Go ahead. What other we got here?
Well, the same person sent me another good one. The bigger the sex toy, the bigger the score for an alleged shoplifter. Or at least it appears to be what the person's thinking, attempting to five-finger discount a 30-inch tall dildo.
Really? What is with you this morning?
Gotta imagine this, okay?
I don't want to imagine nothing.
It's more than 2 feet tall and retails for almost $700, and this person was trying to steal it from a store. What, it's Freaky Friday?
I guess so, man.
The cashier... The cashier ran out from behind the counter and goes after the person. Then the video cuts the cashier trying to carry the 30-inch dildo. Like, legit, the customer put it over their shoulder and darted out the door.
You know what? That's pretty funny. Here they are trying to fight over a dildo. Oh, my goodness.
Like, literally, they grabbed it. Like, what are you going to use this thing for? Because it's legit, like, 2 feet tall and, like, humongous. What? How? Where is that going?
They threw
it over their shoulder and ran out the door.
One time. Now, let's see if this is true. What do you think? Black men like big ass. I like thicker women, but too much is too much.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes. What?
Really?
Yeah, black men like big booty. That's why you see a lot of black women with big butts. And that's why a lot of white women are getting big butts, because they're into black men.
You know what? I'm so far off the trends nowadays.
Where you been?
Black? I don't know where the hell I've been. Now, as far as thicker women, what's he mean by thick?
Big girl.
Big girl. Those are the ones that go and say big, beautiful women.
Yeah. BBWs.
BBWs.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I get in my acronyms, right?
Are you good?
I'm good.
You good, bro?
I'm trying to be. You just told me about a dildo being fought over in a store.
In Vegas.
You should take one time's advice. You do need a therapist.
And the customer goes, go big or go home, as they were leaving. Oh, hell yeah.
Richard Egan, who the hell can take a 30-inch? Well, you know, look at the boob girl. Maybe she can.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Jinx.
Maybe she can take that.
So this person in TMZ magazine is now listed as the dildo bandit.
You imagine being caught and then sent. Where was this out of? New York or something?
Vegas.
Vegas. Being sent to the freaking county jail. What did you get busted for? I was stealing a dildo. Oh, really? Why don't you just take damn pants down? See, you got to start sending me the stuff beforehand, and then I can show it. Because this program here just slows the hell out of my computer, and I can't show it now. I'll have to show that. You know what? We're not going to be back on live air until Thursday, because I'm going down to Florida this week. Oh my goodness gracious. It's literally a 30... freaking inch penis.
And my lovely person who sent it to me said we just totally made his day. You're welcome.
A few extra pounds, not fat. I can agree with that somewhat. I can agree.
Baby got back.
No, as far as a little heavier woman, I don't think he means BBW. But I think he just a couple extra pounds. I have a question.
Oh, shit. What?
What is it with you women after you have babies that you get all out of sorts? You women look hotter than hell before a baby. Then after a baby, it's like, what the hell happened here?
Because we take it serious when they said we're eating for two.
But why don't you guys try to lose the weight right afterwards?
Well, sometimes people do. Not everybody does.
Is that like, that's the new part of your life is, okay, I don't have to go out look pretty anymore.
I got the man, got the kid, nailed it. I don't know.
And then you'd be a slob.
I guess. I mean, I had a hard time losing baby weight after the two of ours. I was big as a house with freaking our son.
Yeah.
I was ginormous.
You didn't have a hard time losing weight. You just didn't want to.
You
wouldn't go exercise, none of that stuff.
Nope. My exercise was walking from my car to my job.
Nitro says hormones, Hollywood. That could be a
hormones
reason.
Hormones are all out of whack afterwards. I mean, It makes a big difference if a woman breastfeeds, because it helps you lose baby fat.
Mm.
But you're not going to lose all of it.
All I know is, here's the advice I'm going to give you young kids. Don't get her pregnant. Because as soon as you get her pregnant, it goes all downhill. And I'm not talking about the aggravation. And I'm talking about her looks.
And don't own it. Rent it.
Yeah, rent that thing.
Rent to own?
But, you know, if I had advice for, you know, 20-something-year-old, you know, guys, go get a clip, man. That way you don't have to worry. That way you can keep her nice looking the whole time.
You're bad.
It happens. Hey, Facebook.
That's probably L.A.
It don't show. All it does is show Facebook user from here.
It's probably L.A. Right for the next one?
Yeah, what's the next one? If I guess you have articles, you can send them over to China now because you just like getting a rise out of me.
This one was sent to me this morning from Brat.
From Brat? What do we got from Brat?
TikToker.
Asphalt. Take his advice. He's right.
A TikToker was charged in GoFundMe cancer scam after documenting battle. A 19-year-old Iowa woman has been charged with bilking hundreds of donors out of more than $37,000 by lying on TikTok and GoFundMe about battling pancreatic cancer and having a tumor the size of a football. Madison Russo was arrested January 23rd on a first-degree theft charge and felony punishable in Iowa by up to 10 years in prison.
I don't know what these...
This broad never had cancer, but told everybody that she had stage 2 pancreatic cancer, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and a tumor the size of a football wrapped around her spine.
See, the problem with that is pancreatic cancer is uncurable. You're dead if you get that.
She never had it.
I know that. But there has to be a way for these GoFundMe sites or any other charity sites to at least try to verify everything. Because GoFundMe sites are a paradise for all these idiots that are overseas and stuff running their scams. And that makes it hard to where when there's something legitimate to get any notice because everybody's scared to give it.
Well, she raised $37,303 from more than 439 unsuspecting donors.
She had 439.
439 donors, and she raised over $37,000.
And see, that's what, if you got a big social media presence, you can really get that kind of money.
Well, she claimed that she was, she made up her health struggles where, and she said she was a student at St. Ambrose University and that the National Pancreatic Foundation was claimed to be a Chicago-based non-for-profit, which was inaccurate. It says we can confirm the person in question has had no contact with any National Pancreatic Cancer Foundation because they spoke to a spokesperson for that specific charity.
There's one thing I like about YouTube a lot, and if we have done this in some of our videos, is they vent all their charities. They get all the business paperwork on them. They have to be top tier charity organizations. So when you see these fundraisers on YouTube, they don't take any fees. They give it all to the charity, but they are known charities.
Well, and see what amazes me is this woman went as far as she even got an IV stand. She got tubing. She got the bandages. She made herself a fake port in her chest. She had a tube, like a feeding tube, going into her. Because I seen the TikTok.
She was playing the game.
I seen the TikTok video, and she had a tube that wasn't even all the way inserted in her nostril, which was supposed to be like a feeding tube.
Right.
It wasn't even all the way in, and she would stand there holding on to an IV stand during her videos. And it was all a lie.
Every bit of it.
Every single bit of it.
And that really hurts those that are truly having that problem.
It hurts people that actually have cancers and need to have financial help from people. It puts a cloud over everybody to like, oh my God, should I send money? Because how do we know? So the people that really actually need the help,
they're the ones that suffer.
Are having to suffer because of idiots like this.
Mm-hmm.
Scamming people.
All the time.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
And so, they don't think, and they play the victim when they get caught.
Yeah, they do.
Ain't that amazing how they do that?
They 100% play the victim. They even subpoenaed all her medical records and found that the teen has never been diagnosed with any form of cancer or any tumor. It's like all the medical supplies. She had an IV pole with a feeding pump. She had wigs and pills for nausea that was in the name of a relative.
That's just like Nitro and just said Bratz GoFundMe only did $200 because of that kind of stuff.
And that's what I'm talking about. People that really need people's help get screwed because of idiots. And it's not fair.
And I like what one time just said, she has no soul.
No, she doesn't. And she was all, but oh, you shouldn't bust me for this. I really need the money.
It's like everybody wants to do these get-rich schemes.
Yeah.
And they don't care who they hurt.
No, they don't. And they don't care who it affects or anything else. They don't care that they're screwing it up for everybody else that actually does need the help. Like, she didn't think that if she got caught, they wouldn't go after her medical records? Come on, now. I mean, sorry, call you out.
This one has me upset.
Thanks for the story, Brat.
This one does have me upset.
And see, I got it from Brat, and Brat is somebody that is going to be hurting from some broad like this doing crap like this, and that ain't right.
No, it isn't. Especially when it comes to cancer.
You don't mess around because you know what?
That
she's gonna cry. She cried wolf, right? What's she gonna do if she ever actually comes down with cancer of some sort? What's gonna happen then?
I always believe in karma.
Well, karma's gonna get her, and I hope she gets the 10 years, to be honest with you.
And what I'm saying about karma is, let's just make it plain. Italians are superstitious. And I believe if you go out there and fake a disease, you're going to end up with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially the big C. You go out there and say you got cancer and you don't, karma's going to come back and slap you right in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. And she's only 19 right now.
So what's that say about her upbringing?
Yeah, what were her parents doing during this? Did they have any knowledge? It doesn't even specify, but do they have knowledge of what she did?
No,
well,
but
they do.
No, but the parents would be out there saying, well, you know, it's not our fault, and, you know, we don't know what happened. We raised them right.
Yeah, I figured to differ.
But she, you cannot do that. I don't see the logic in trying to lie about a disease that's so deadly.
Yeah.
There ain't no survival rate for pancreatic cancer.
Slim.
Slim to none.
Depends how soon they catch it, but the sad thing is
it don't even matter. You're done.
But the sad thing nowadays is a lot of people that are coming up with pancreatic cancer, well, which, for example, like there was the...
Patrick Swayze died of that.
Well, and there was another TikToker that actually did die from it at 30-something years old.
Yeah,
the
it's
other
a
day.
Nasty disease.
And, you know, unfortunately, he didn't know the signs and the symptoms. And they found his, he was already stage 4. So it's like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got people out there like this who's faking it.
Well, another thing, there is something that I don't like is when you do donate to some of these bigger charity foundations. They use a lot for administration fees, and they hardly give it to those who need it.
Yeah.
you know, you take the American Cancer Society, how much do they actually give the cancer patients to get by?
Well, like breast
That's
cancer.
Why I love St. Jude's. They pay for everything.
Well, what is it? The whole month of freaking October for mm-hmm. Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Yeah.
Well, how much of that money that gets donated every year for that just month alone, how many of it actually goes to patients?
This is true.
We're looking for a cure.
So far, I've had two classmates that had it. And another one that died from it at such a young age.
Well, I lost my sister-in-law to breast cancer.
And the other day, I lost my uncle to lung cancer.
And I lost my
grandmother
to breast cancer.
So it does upset you when something like this comes up. It really does. It pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Because you're just killing it for everybody else. But they don't care.
No, they have the.
It's all about me, 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 me. And that's why we got a world that we got now, is because nobody cares about each other anymore.
Exactly.
There's no compassion. There's no morals. And I think it's just going to get worse as technology gets even better. Because what's the first thing that happens after a disaster, say a hurricane? Oh boy, all them scammers are out in force. Mm-hmm. Why, there's some family that just lost their entire house. Or like that stuff down in Louisiana, everybody was gone. Mm-hmm. But what was the first thing they did?
GoFundMe.
They got onto the scam train.
GoFundMe.
Oh,
I got one more story.
Keith, my mother is a double cancer survivor. She had breast cancer and lung cancer and now has leukemia. Our thoughts are with her, Keith. What's the next one? You got me all riled up.
This one was sent to me as well. A 66-year-old woman was pronounced dead only to wake up hours later gasping for air at the Iowa funeral home inside the body bag.
That has to be the scariest.
A woman spent at least 40 minutes in a body bag traveling from Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Special Care Center to the funeral home, according to the health facilities. On January 3rd at approximately 8:26 a.m., funeral home staff unzipped the bag and observed the resident's chest was moving and she was gasping for air. The funeral home called 911 and hospice, and they were able to find a pulse and shallow breath. The EMS transported the woman who had early onset dementia to the hospital, and she was later transferred back to the care facility where she ended up dying 2 days later.
Oh my God, that's a nightmare. Don't we have enough technology out there to know when somebody's dead?
Well, they said a staffer who checked on the patient couldn't find a pulse and noticed that the woman did not appear to be breathing. So,
yeah, but don't they hook up them brain thingies where you have to have like some brain dead stuff to be dead?
Well, no. I mean, if they check they've got the tools to check, you know.
Well, if they had the tools, why is she in the body bag?
Well, she's not. She's probably buried now. I mean,
man, that's a nightmare right there.
She actually did die 2 days later.
Yeah, that's a horrible death at that point for no reason.
Well, the nurse, I guess, that was helping at the Alzheimer's facility said that she was checking on her every hour throughout the night to administer her lorazepam and morphine as ordered for comfort. The nurse said there were no breath sounds, and she checked the woman's abdomen and found no movement and was unable to find a pulse using her stethoscope.
My question is something else.
Huh.
And I get it with morphine to make sure nobody's having pain.
Right.
But why are they prescribing Ativan to keep them calm
keep them calm. Yeah, keep them calm. Anxiety. And here, the family of this woman.
And that's basically everybody in hospice.
They went after the facility, and the facility was fined $10,000.
That's it.
Yeah.
for that kind of mistake.
Mm-hmm. 10 grand.
I'd be suing a lot of them.
Freaking ridiculous.
Now you know why they had bells in the coffins back in the day.
Do not go into any home of any kind in Iowa. You might end up in a body bag.
But that's what they used to do in
So the
old days, they would have a little string or something that goes up to a bell above ground.
And it would the string would actually be attached to the person in the casket. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You imagine hearing that bell ring? That is scare the hell out of me. And I don't scare easy. Wouldn't that freak you out?
I would probably crap my pants. Be like, what the hell? Somebody's buried alive.
And you know what's even more freakier?
What?
And I think this would freak you out too. Because it freaks me out a little bit. Hmm. Okay? It freaks me out. They got these new headstones that are virtual, where it plays a video over and over again of the dead person. Would that freak you out?
Yeah, no, that's not allowed. That is so not allowed.
I seen one of them. I was like, oh my God.
On the headstone?
Yeah, because when you walk up, it automatically activates. And you see the life of the person dead.
No thanks. No.
On the other hand, then I was thinking, well, maybe I should get one. I have many hours of freaking content that I could put up.
You could sit in front of Hollywood's headstone and be
just
like,
watch the show.
Episode 500.
Episode 500 with Hollywood.
God. No. No.
I think that is kind of morbid, don't you?
Well, that's just like, wouldn't it be morbid if, like, caskets weren't buried as low as they were and they had, like, an open part where you can actually see the dead person's face? That'd be weird.
Where are you coming up with this kind of stuff?
That just came to my head. I don't know. I'm thinking,
why would you even want to do that?
I don't. I'm getting cremated, so it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be weird if somebody did that?
Well, if that's the case, when you bury me,
yeah,
make sure my middle fingers are up so you just see it.
I thought you were getting cremated.
No, I ain't getting cremated. Hell no, I already got my plot. No.
Dwayne said I'd camp out by you, Hollywood.
There you go.
Hello, Mike.
A live stream from the grave. But do you know what's interesting? You remember the Victorian era when they used to prop dead bodies up for photos? I noticed that's coming back.
Dude, people are getting stuffed right now and being buried in, like, on their motorcycles and
no,
stuff.
No, I'm talking
come
about
on.
The pictures. People are actually taking pictures again with their dead relatives or loved ones. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
And it kind of freaks me out because I'm not used to that.
I actually was watching a show, and I don't remember the name of the show, but on the show, it was a person that passed away. And they propped him up at the funeral in a chair instead of having him laid out in a casket. Like, he was sitting in a chair. And
that's the new thing.
What the hell? That's gross.
See, I don't want any of that. What is it? I don't want to be pumped with that stuff. All I want to be done is lay in the main freaking casket. I don't want an open vein. I don't want any of that. I want to die. Put me in the ground. That's it. I don't want all that hoopla.
Oh, well, we were just going to throw you in the Rock River right here.
Shut up.
What?
Ain't happening.
They'd find you later.
No, my final resting place is going to be at Mount Emblem in Elmhurst. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know, right next to your brother.
Yes. But I don't want that embalming stuff. I think it makes you look fake.
Yeah, Screwplan, I saw that. The Ohio guy that was buried on his shovel head, I saw that. It was inside of a clear casket.
Oh, that would be awesome. Digging a hole in a casket is extremely expensive. You got that right. Trust me with how much this thing costs. Yeah. They don't call it real estate for nothing.
Yeah, it's literally you're getting plot. Your plot
is a real estate.
A real estate investment.
I don't know. Do they make you get into vaults now? They have to put a vault in the ground now?
Yeah.
That's a requirement.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty sad when we went to my dad's and the vault wasn't in the ground. So we actually had to bring his casket to the building and they put his casket in the vault. And then on the back of a truck, my dad's vault got brought to the plot. And then they had a hard time getting it in. My dad was super tall.
Mm.
I guess they didn't dig it properly.
Right.
So people had to physically stand on his casket.
I think I want one of the, I think I want one of them airtight coffins. Airtight.
S&S wants a plexiglass above ground coffin.
Do they have them? I know they got them for the Saints, the Incorruptibles.
Brad says she told Nitro she's putting his ashes in a bong.
Go, Brad.
Hell yeah, Brad.
Let's see here. That's if you can't dig in your state due to permafrost, usually. The dude was buried right in the... Yes, if we use vaults, how are the zombies going to get out? Only our people.
Dude, we haven't even gotten to the main topic.
Yeah, the main topic's not going to happen today. China Doll was too busy taking up my time with big boobs and big lips and a dildo getting stolen. Yes. And now we're talking about dead peoples. Hey, that what was that show? Is it actually good, The Last of Us?
Yeah, well...
Is it good?
It's good, but there's a scene in the in the episode that just aired, episode 3. Yeah, you're not going to watch that one.
Go figure. Go figure. Members only, we're going to be over there talking about a 1990s party compared to today's party. What's up?
Asphalt. He says he's glad he found us.
I appreciate it, Asphalt. Oh, it gets a lot better. You imagine, can I do that with you?
What?
Since you're getting cremated and stuff, can I like put your ashes in a bong?
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't smoke weed.
Yeah, but I do.
I don't care.
It'd be a way to enjoy you.
You're to smoke me?
Yes.
That's just wrong.
You won't let me do my other thing.
No, you're not stuffing me and leaving me here in the corner in my studio spot. No. He wants me to be right here. Meatball wants to be buried next to the uniboob.
I think that would be a beautiful thing, though. Have you stuffed and put you over there? I know what you know what I'd have to put your eyes in for homicide. Yes.
You're nasty. This would be me, right?
Then I'd take a marker, put a big schlong on her cheek or something.
That's gross. May as well snort China's ashes. Like Keith Richards snorted his own father.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. Actually, I told my kids they need to use some of my ashes and get a tattoo. And I told them they need to get one of mine, China the sex doll.
There you go. Anyway, there in the comments section is the link to join the members only club. We're going to be going over there after this break at 9:20. We'll be over there. So go up there, take a shite, go take a piss, and go get you some popcorn.
I love one time. Wow. Therapy. Y'all need therapy.
Everybody needs it. Everybody in here needs Jesus. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's what Mike said. You can all lay on my couch and I'll be your therapist.
Join our members only club on Spotify and get exclusive podcasts only our members get Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time with China Down Hollywood. Get over there and subscribe now. Rock on.
here's what I recommend. Do not go to the 120th anniversary in Milwaukee for Harley Davidson's birthday party. Don't do it. They don't care about you. One thing that was supposed to be at the essence of Harley Davidson was an American-made product. Or an American product, because we all know it's not all American-made anymore. Only the money goes through the company. But they have so much disdain, their own customer base, that they went woke. Yes, they have went woke. So what am I talking about? Un-American with Harley Davidson. At the 120th anniversary bash, they're going to have performing at a concert, which they're selling concert tickets for like $200 or something. I don't know why you would pay that kind of money for the bands that they got. But anyway, they got Green Day performing. The same Green Day where its lead singer came out and bashed America, even went as far as wanting to renounce his citizenship. I don't know what Harley Davidson's marketing department is doing, but they sure have their heads so far up their butts, they're in a bubble that they don't understand that kind of stuff usually don't rock with those that support their company. Now, the motorcycles, cool and all that. We used to say, you know, love the brand, hate the company. You can't do that anymore. Because of something like this. All the veterans that buy Harley-Davidson motorcycles, that is a kick in the face to them. All those people that have stood behind Harley Davidson all these years, it's a kick in their face. It's unbelievable that they would do something like this. And without even blinking an eye. And I'm actually surprised a lot of creators haven't been talking about this. Now, I know we got some creators about Harley Davidson that are nothing but rah, rah, rah cheerleaders. Most of them dealerships that are trying to sell you something or trying to say how great Harley Davidson is. They don't want to give you the bad side, but that's what I'm here to do. I don't think they'd ever mention this subject at all. How much you want to bet? I don't think they would join in any other creators in saying, you know what, this ain't right. You can't have a guy who bashed our country and wanted to renounce his citizenship play at a biker event, a motorcycling event, where overwhelming majority of people love this country. You cannot do that. That's spitting in somebody's face. Now, if you want to see why I'm so upset, we're going to take a look at the video right now.
Fuck America. I'm fucking renouncing my citizenship. I'm fucking coming out.
That's who Harley Davidson has chosen to play at a 120th anniversary party. Can you believe this? Can you believe the disconnect of that company to its customer base? It had so many Harley Davidsons over the years, it's not even funny. Like water, turn on the faucet, I'll get something new. The two bikes that I have sitting in the garage will be the last Harley Davidsons I'll ever own. I'll go to Indian. And why do I say that? Because somebody can deal with the little jabs, the little kick in the nuts, if you will. But something like this is major to me. You can't have that kind of stuff. Oh, Hollywood, First Amendment. Okay, fine. But it's also my right to say, no, I ain't supporting this company. We have corporations everywhere. Coca-Cola, Delta. All saying, well, we're going to boycott this, or we don't believe in this country, or we don't like their laws that they're passing. That's the problem with corporations. They're there to make money. Don't get involved in politics, because I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear your views on it. Just like I don't want to see somebody like this playing at a biker concert. We don't want to hear your ideology. And if I was Harley Davidson, I would be so upset with this, which they won't be, because it really makes them look stupid. It makes them look like a joke. And for you all that are going to this deal, this concert, and paying that kind of money, you're fools too. You are absolute hypocrites if you go see that band after what you just see now, him saying about this country. And the Harley Davidson's supposed to be American, remember that. That's what we all push. That's what all the Harley fanboys push, all the Harley fangirls. It's American. This doesn't seem too American to me now, does it? They have messed up so much over the last few years. It's unbelievable. This, their motorcycle line, the whole nine yards. I think you guys should get it together. Because all you're doing is making bad decisions that's really upsetting your core customer base. Once you lose that core customer base, you lose your business. And I'm going to be doing a video, will Harley Davidson be around in the next 10 years? And arguably, they might not be. Because they are so far behind all the other manufacturers as far as technology, style, that they're not going to be able to play catch up. And after seeing this, I really don't care if they survive or not. Helen, that's basically giving our veterans the middle finger. Giving them the middle finger. And you know what's wrong with us as bikers? We have so much of a big base or a big community that nobody's getting together and saying, hey, Harley Davidson, you're wrong. We're not supporting you. It works for everybody else, but it sure to hell don't work for us because we don't stand together. We're just looking, well, it's a party. But they don't know what's behind half of this stuff happening because they go out there, they brand themselves with their logos, they throw around the company line. It's like, man, Harley Davidson should be paying the people out there running their BS line, putting tattoos on them. Really stupidity, man, this one. Let me know what you all think in the comments section. Are you upset about this? Or am I overreacting? Let me know.
I say goodbye, vamoose, adios, ciao, so long, get your hat, Jack.
Number one internet biker radio show is now available on Spotify and all major platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Don't forget to become a subscriber on any one of these platforms so you can be notified right away when our weekly episode is uploaded so you never miss an episode.
I say goodbye, vamoose, adios, ciao, so long, get your hat, Jack.
Number one internet biker radio show is now available on Spotify and all major platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Don't forget to become a subscriber on any one of these platforms so you can be notified right away when our weekly episode is uploaded so you never miss an episode.